I am therefore proud to announce that Eric, E-R-I-C, all capital letters, has my complete, which is capitalized, and total endorsement, both of which are capitalized. We're laughing because I hit record and we usually have a plan and we don't have a plan. It's Adam Sumrich, Rachel Parker. We started to talk about this and
yeah, we usually pregame for like, yeah. You know, as you might think, like, go, how are you?
Like, what's going on? I make a nice little outline. Like, we talk about it for several days. Yeah. We have a whole
and
slot.
I was like, I think Eric Greitens is going to commit suicide if he loses. And you were like, I'm going to hit record. And we thought that was funny.
Not that suicide is funny. Suicide's not funny. Suicide is serious.
No, it's not. It's very
serious.
Eric
Greitens losing his fucking mind right now is funny.
Well, okay. I mean, I think maybe four people that listen to the podcast don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can frame it just in case you get all of your political news from our podcast, in which case, A, thank you, and B,
God help
don't.
You.
we're not a news source.
Stop doing that right
now. We're a commentary source.
We are opinion journalism. That's what we are. We're opinion journalism.
Yeah, what was it? Audio opinion, AOJs?
Audio opinion journalism. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So anyway, here in Missouri, we have this Senate race going and, Eric Greitens and Eric Schmidt and Eric, McElroy apparently, are all on the ballot and Eric Greitens and Eric Schmidt both hoped Donald Trump would endorse them, as did Vicky Hartzler, as did Billy Long. And Donald Trump kept sort of dangling this endorsement like a cat toy in front of these people. And Billy Long had sort of pretended like he knew he had the inside scoop. He knew what was going to happen. Eric Greitens, Donald Trump Jr. works for Eric Greitens. Trump put out a statement a few weeks ago about how Vicky Hartzler was stupid and Eric Greitens is very smart. And so anyway, everybody's been kind of waiting with bated breath for this endorsement to drop. And today, Monday at, I don't know, earlier today at some point.
It was like 10 or 11 this morning or something.
He came out with like, I will be endorsing. Like he truthed.
He truthed it, yeah. Asshole can still trend on Twitter. I hate him so much. Anyway, he did. He trended on Twitter in Missouri for 10 minutes this morning because he truthed that he was going to be making a big announcement about the great state of Missouri. Yeah.
Said he will be endorsing the great state of Missouri Republican race nomination for Senate sometime today. And then he did, kind of, sort of, in a way, sort of. Let me pull it up because it's just too, God, it's so fucking funny. He put this out on his little Save America letterhead. I noticed the presidential seal is gone. It's almost like somebody told him that was illegal. And he says a lot of dumb shit, but then he ends it with, I am therefore proud to announce that Eric, E-R-I-C, all capital letters, has my complete, which is capitalized, and total endorsement, both of which are capitalized. There's no last name. There's no indication in any way, shape,
it's
or form.
It's funny. Yeah. It's like he's dragging us and he knows it. I mean, I know he's dragging us. He's like, I'll just do this. It's going to be great. It's going to be so funny. They're all just going to wonder who I'm talking about. Like, I think he thinks this is cute. I don't, like.
No, I agree. Like, they had that conversation and somebody in the room, and it might have been Trump himself, because if he is nothing if not a fucking internet troll, right? So, like, come to life.
That's his best skill.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, like, you can imagine him absolutely just saying, like, what if we just put Eric and just don't put anything else on there, just Eric, and just leave it like that? They wouldn't know. That would be hilarious. And then somebody was like, yeah, that'd be kind of funny. And then they like kept talking about it, and then they like never answered the question. You know, like that thing that happens in a meeting where like it happens with us with the podcast. It's like you just never finish the issue. And then you come back and you're like, well, we do have to make a decision on this.
And whatever you just said is, I'm sure, way more coherent than what actually happened.
Right.
Because what you just said had like a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I feel like with Trump, it's like this long middle that abruptly stops. I don't think anything ever ends. I think it just kind of like, what was that? It's over. Okay,
just
great.
All exposition. There is no denouement with this guy.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. There is no denouement and there's no introduction. You just like walk in the middle and he's like, did I tell you about chafing? And you're like, I don't even know where to begin with that. Like he's one of those people.
So the best part is all of
this
racing.
This is really The best part is, go ahead. The best part is
that these two idiots are racing to claim the endorsement. They're like, it really isn't. It really is a reality show. It really is The Apprentice. You said that in the Slack day, like you're so tired of this Apprentice version of this bullshit. And it really is The Apprentice. Like he fucking dangles it out there and then they race to see which one of them can get him to confirm basically that it's them.
Yeah. And they both were like, I would love to thank President Donald Trump for endorsing me. And you're like, that's not what I mean. I understand why they did it. I guess because sure. They're both like such what fucking horrible people. I mean, you could say nothing, right? That would be the smart thing would be to say absolutely nothing. But here's what happened. It was a game of chicken and Eric Greitens is an unhinged, sociopathic, fucking self-destructive lunatic. And
that's true.
Everybody knows that, including Eric Schmidt, who's not a self-destructive lunatic. He's just an amoral phony. And so like, his team, such as it is, knew that, I put team in big fat air quotes there, that the Greitens team was going to run with it because they'll do anything. Right. They don't care.
Right.
And so like they both basically just blasted out at the exact same time. And they're both like, it would be kind of funny if they had just done something that was a little bit ironic.
Yeah.
Like a little winky. Like a little bit like, oh, ha, 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 that president of ours. You know how the real president of the United States. Like, if they did something like that, I'd be like, all right, whatever. But they both have no irony in it. It's like so heart attack serious. They're just like, I'm so proud of this endorsement that I didn't get at all. Like, it's a joke. He made a joke. It was a joke. Trump made a joke.
Yeah, he made a joke. They used it earnestly. That's what I mean. Like, you got to give some credit. Like, Dave Schatz, who's in the race, technically. He said, honored and this is on Twitter. He said, honored and humbled. Thanks, President Trump. Signed, Dave, Eric, Alan Schatz.
That's funny.
That's funny. Right.
That's really funny.
Vicky Hartzler's official statement through Michael Hafner on Twitter, who Michael Hafner is a character through my wife out of Vicky Hartzler's meeting. But Michael Hafner, Vicky Hartzler's official statement is congrats to Eric McElroy. He's having a big night. He's also one of the Erics technically on the ballot.
That's funny. That is hilarious. That's really funny.
Yeah.
And the other two Erics were like, it's, and both know, like, here's the thing. Eric Greitens is so, I just read Daniel DeRocher's and Daniel, if I'm mispronouncing your last name, I'm so sorry. I'm doing my best. Come on the podcast and correct me in person and we can talk about Missouri politics and it'll be a blast. I just finished his unbelievably well-written profile of Eric Greitens that came out. I don't know, like, I want to say like over a week ago, I think. And it basically is this just painstaking exploration of like Eric's dark years, like when he vanished from public life and like what he was up to. And it really just chronicles everything that he's been up to, including his employment history and his campaign violations and all this campaign finance violations and all this other stuff. It's really, really, really good. And in there, it talks about like how his family is like, we are really worried about your mental health. Like, please step away from public life. Like, please get some help. And how he hasn't. And clearly the guy is unhinged. And I don't know, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who's that pathologically narcissistic, does he know what, where does he stop and where does the lie begin? It's a lot like, right. He's a lot like Trump. I think that's one of the reasons that Trump doesn't like him. I was talking about this with Elliot earlier with, Adam knows who Elliot is. That's my husband.
He's like a threat to Trump.
Well, I wonder like, because to be fair to Trump, which are words that I say almost never. when he ran for office and he won office, the people around him weren't crazy people. I don't like any of them. I think they're all
there were crazy
cynical.
People, but there was like a buffer at the beginning. Like there was like an inner circle of like,
yeah, I don't, I actually don't think that anybody who like worked in his campaign was like out of their mind. The out of their mind people came like when the A team quit, the B team quit, the C team quit, like, the D team was like, we'll do
Flynn
it. Like,
and Roger Stone and Steve Bannon, they were always there.
Well, I don't think that Steve Bannon's crazy. I just think he's
he's just an amoral.
I think he's just an asshole. He's just an asshole. He's just a douchebag. And Roger Stone has been crazy for other people. Like he's mainstream crazy, you know what I mean? Like he's
mainstream
crazy. He's mainstream. Yeah, he's mainstream. I mean, I think he's like deteriorated over the course of between, you know, 2016 now. So he's used to kind of sitting across the table from somebody like Oh, I don't know. Roger Stone's mentor also. Fucking
Con,
Lawyer
Con?
New York.
Yeah.
No, Lawyer New York.
Roy Cohn?
Yes, thank you. Jesus, yeah. That was not going to happen.
Yeah, he was the Trump and Stone. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he, you know, so he's used to sitting across the table from somebody like Roy Cohn, who, again, amoral piece of shit, but like just a legitimate criminal, right? Like not crazy.
Right.
He's a criminal. He's not insane. So I think like with somebody like Eric Greitens, Eric is like, he's an unhinged person. He's not in his right mind. Like he's out of his, I think people like that actually kind of make Donald Trump a little bit uncomfortable.
That's fair.
Or used to. I mean, like somebody who's like, I mean, again, like Josh Hawley is a lot of things. Insane isn't one of cynical, calculated, not as smart as he thinks he is, whatever. But like, he's like, you walk into a room with him, he's like, I've talked to people who've sat down with him in DC and stuff. They're like, oh, he's very nice when you meet him. Like, he's very poised. He's like very professional. He knows how to talk to you. He's an adult, whatever. I think Eric Greitens is just like a sweaty mess. And Eric, he's appropriate not to endorse Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt is like the uncle you don't want to talk to at the family reunion.
So we put out wrong answers only. And so we got some Eric sermon. You have to explain yours because I don't know who this dancing man is.
Okay, so Adam's tweet was, I don't know if it was on the Heartland Pod.
It was the Heartland Pod. Okay. So post your best answer for the actual Eric. Okay. He's endorsing wrong answers only.
So Adam.
Eric sermons from Donald Looney, the telecom Don.
Yes.
You posted some dancing guy.
That is Eric Estrada from a very bizarre, very, very, very bizarre episode of Chips.
Wow.
Where he enters a disco contest for some reason that has to do with law enforcement.
It's like just grainy enough that I'm just like, I don't know. It's handsome guy in like the 70s or 80s.
It's a very young Eric Estrada because, of course, Chips had to have a disco episode.
Sure.
And he went to go like bust a drug dealer or something. And so, of course, like he had to like be
won
a disco dancer.
Competition
he did. He won. So that's Eric Estrada doing disco.
Eric the Red.
Okay.
A couple of Eric Trumps. including
somebody posted a GIF from SNL, right?
Yeah,
from
the Eric Trump.
They're great. So good. That was awesome.
Eric Clapton, which is like low key funnier than it should be. Cokehead guitar player.
Yes. Anti-mask mandate guy.
Yeah. Look up the story behind While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and then you'll be like, fuck, Eric Clapton, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a hot mess. He's a horrible. He's a terrible person.
Eric McElroy, the guy who's on the list for Senate for Republicans. Eric Stone Street. I kind of like that one. That's kind of fun.
I don't know who that is.
He's from the KC area. He's from the Kansas side. He went to K-State, and then he was on what was the name of the show? He was one of the gay uncles. He was the big fat gay uncle on Modern Family. No. Yeah, Modern Family, the NBC show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Show,
oh, sure, yeah.
The real estate agent.
Yep.
And
Yep.
They had the redhead and the fat.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he plays the fat gay guy on that show, and he's hilarious.
Hey, folks, Adam Sommer here. Just wanted to remind you, you can get signed up for our Patreon. You can get links to all of our shows, information about our hosts and what we do over at heartlandpod.com. Sign up for our Patreon. You get extra episodes, extra access. You can also follow us on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on Twitter. We love to interact over there with @TheHeartlandPod on Twitter. Just search for us and find the three leaves. Any place you find podcasts or social media, we'll be there. Give us a rating if you can. 5 stars, really appreciate it. And now let's get back to the show.
Eric Clapton again. Eric Cartman, of course. My favorite one is, and it was like 10 seconds after I saw it in my head, was the Billy Madison. Right, where he's like, we're gonna give the company to Eric, and fucking Adam Sandler just be like, Eric, you're gonna give the company to Eric? He is a bad man. That's what was in my head immediately. Just Eric, just 1995 gold Adam Sandler.
I appreciate that. We can laugh because I just want to say, like, to the two Erics, unequivocally, Like Vicky Hartzler, I've already called a twatsicle. So if she, mm-hmm. if anything ever gets to her from the show, like, which it might, since her campaign manager threw your wife out of
one of her campaign events. Well, and she's going to have some time. Pretty soon.
She is. She's
might be curious about how she misread the political landscape in Missouri so hard.
So hard. Yeah, she's going to have time to kick up her feet and listen to a grassroots podcast drag her all the time. Listen, to be fair to us, we said she was going to win. Yeah. We had more faith in her than
Absolutely.
She deserved.
Absolutely.
Like, we really thought she could pull it off, and she's so incompetent.
I am so shocked by her complete flaccid ability to perform in this primary.
It proves to me one thing. Oh, let me finish what I was going to say, and then I'll get back to it. It proves one thing. So what I was going to say is, if there is a chance that either Eric happens to like tune into our podcast every once in a while, because it's not like there's a ton of like grassroots political podcasts produced out of Missouri that pay as much attention to Senate primaries as we do, I want you to both know unequivocally that I think you're both just absolutely just utter disappointments to the good people of Missouri who maybe we are not perfect. We have a flawed past. We elect some pretty incompetent people, and I have never been more embarrassed than I have by you two motherfuckers. Yep. You are such fucking horrible human beings.
Yep.
I hope that Eric Greitens gets mental help, because at least I think that he has the excuse of being out of his fucking mind. Eric Schmidt, you fucking know better. I know you know. Everybody that I have talked to who has known you for years said that you are better than this. And you know what? You're not better than this anymore. You're a fucking scumbag. And even if you get to the Senate, I will never shut up about what an absolute cynical, opportunistic, abusive bully you are. You fucking loser. I feel much better now. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I will disclaim that all of our opinions are our own, but I won't say that I disagree with that opinion. Just that I would say it more along the lines of Eric Schmidt. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Eric Idle was one of the answers that I got.
Oh, brilliant!
I think that's
brilliant.
A very good one. And we got
that
two.
Is a very good
the
one.
Best part is we got two different versions of Eric Idle. So we got Eric Idle singing "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life" from
sure.
Life of Brian. And yep. We got Eric Idle from, of course, Holy Grail. Eric from That 70s Show. That's a pretty solid one.
That was a good one. I saw that one too. That was very good.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what else there is to say about it, except I guess, I don't know. It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Like,
I think that if either of them thinks this is going to help them, they're both sadly mistaken.
Right.
Whatever people were going to do before Trump tweeted a joke that not that many people saw, because a lot of his people aren't on Twitter anymore. A lot of the Trump base is not on Twitter. Maybe they're talking, yucking it up over on Facebook about it. I have no idea, because I'm not on that platform anymore.
I mean, he truthed it. So,
but he truthed it, which means like 5,000 or 6,000 people saw it, and it's not going to help either of these craven desperados do anything that they weren't already going to do.
And what do you what do you do at 5? It's like came out at like 4:30 on the day before the primary.
It's kind of the same slow clap that I'm giving the Bernie Sanders endorsement of Lucas Kuhn. It's not that I don't understand why he did it. I'm not upset with Bernie. It's I understand, like, that's
it
a
just
very
doesn't matter.
Correct. Like, it's the most like, ooh, good for you, buddy. You got the endorsement of like the most progressive guy in the Senate, like 12 hours before people start voting in person. Like, good for you, buddy. Good for you. I wonder how long they were sitting on that. If they just, by the way, like if the Kuhn's campaign sat on that for this long, what an idiotic thing to have done.
Yeah, I can't imagine they did. That would seem like something you would have leaned into pretty early. So anyway, now we're talking about serious things instead of insanely stupid.
We
things.
Are. We're not just talking about how ridiculous it is. I want to thank everybody on Twitter for being hilarious today.
Yes,
it's been a funny Twitter day, because we had the Mary Elizabeth Coleman thing that's still ricocheting around.
Yeah.
To great effect and entertainment value. It's so good.
I meant every word I said about that one.
That you sure did, buddy.
My God.
Yeah, my you God. Sure did.
What a horrible.
And I will say, since we were talking, this is what I was going to say before I cursed out both Eric's who I hate them both so much. You're both such fucking horrible people. You've been traumatizing our state equally in different ways for several years, and I'm sick of both of you. Whoever wins the Democratic primary tomorrow better be prepared to bring the ruckus, because I don't know which one of these Erics is going to win. Presumably it's going to be one of them. And they're going to have a lot of money. And what I think that means is that Trump, if he's kidding, fine. If he's not, he's covering his ass so that he can come and campaign for one of these guys if yep. he feels like it. I'm not sure. He's not going to work hard for you, whatever he's doing. Donald Trump is not going to break a sweat for either of you morons. What I was going to say about Vicky Hartzler is that I've said a bunch of times on the podcast and to anybody who will listen to me when I start talking about Republicans and Republicanism and this nonsense about how Democrats fall in love but Republicans fall in line. I think that is, I've said for a long time, I think that is just absolute bullshit. I think that what really happens is that Republicans will not vote for anybody who supports abortion access or abortion rights. And it's just been this wedge issue that's been going on for a long time.
Yep.
And it has hampered their ability to learn how to build any kind of campaign strategy, because they haven't had to for so long. They yep. don't have to fundraise. They don't have to do any work at all. They just somebody throws their name on a ballot. They have a pulse. They put on shoes. They show up at a place and a time, and they smile and they wave, and then they win, and they become the representative of Missouri's 4th District for however long she's been there since, what, 04?
Yeah.
Is that how long Vicky's been there?
2010.
Okay, so not, like, relative to other things, not that long.
She's a Tea Partier, and, yeah.
Right, and the fact that she couldn't, that she does not have the skill set to outflank and outmaneuver a sociopath and a bloated man sack made of mashed potatoes and vitriol is proof that I am right about the fact that these people don't have any skills at
mashed
all.
Mashed potatoes and vitriol.
That's what he is.
That's what
Eric
I'm
going to
name this. that's what I'm naming this. That's
this
the
nice. Yeah. Yeah, Eric Schmidt, when you look at him right now, what I want you to think of is, like, what happens when someone become when a balloon becomes a real boy and someone's like, well, I don't know, it doesn't have bones, what's in there? We just put, like, fluff in there, like fluff and mashed potatoes and some cartilage and, like, a very small brain and a lot of anger. Like, that's what Eric Schmidt, like, he was doing a little speechy today. Jason Rosenbaum tweeted this out, doing his little speech, and it looks like Eric, you need to maybe hit the gym, buddy. If you're gonna hit the campaign trail, I suggest, he's gigantically tall. He's like,
he's very
6 foot
tall.
Seven yeah. or something. Yeah. Hit the gym, maybe put the blowtorch down, pick up some weights, maybe lay back on the carbs a little.
You pick up a blowtorch then after that.
Right, because you look like what we all look like at middle-aged in profile,
yeah.
which is not good.
Not good. Like, yeah, it's glass houses. I'm not going to throw too many stones here, but yeah, I definitely...
No, if I thought
I was going to win a Senate primary,
right?
Like I definitely would take that into, like, a little bit of vanity goes a long way.
But also, like, you wouldn't be, like, throwing yourself out there like you're some, like, macho man.
No.
Like, you'd be like, I'm this guy. Like, I'm a big fat man. Like, you would own it.
Well,
like,
the irony is, like, I could just exist. I could just continue to be the person that I am, and I would still be a more macho man than Eric Schmidt.
Right, exactly. So. And I would be like, don't, and I would say on camera, oh, don't shoot me from that side. That's the angle where I look the most like Mitch McConnell, and everybody would laugh.
You gotta know these things. My beard is better on the left. I know this.
Right.
Like, you gotta know these things.
And you could see him. He was just like, I look so, like, I know when we all look in the mirror, we see a lie heading back at us.
Yeah.
Hit the gym, buddy, because you look like shit, Eric. You look terrible. I mean, every word of that.
Yet again, we don't need a last name for that one. just let it roll. Just, you look like shit, Eric.
What did somebody tell us that, like, they saw Greitens at a resort? I think they saw him at Inverness or something, and they didn't realize who it was, and they were like, "Who's the twink?" Oh, Jesus! Like, it was one of those, like, they recognized him, and they were like, "Who's the short twink?" And it was fucking Eric Greitens.
Well. Let's leave it there. Let's see what the hell happens.
That's a great place to leave it.
Yeah,
Who's
let's see
the
what
shirt
happens.
Twink, Eric Greitens.
I'm going to put this out Tuesday morning, right? So if you've listened to this and you're not sure who to vote for, double check, I guess. If you're listening to this, you probably know. But you're probably also somebody who's going to vote early. So get your vote done and make sure to contact your friends and family and tell them to get out there and vote for the best possible candidate, you know, for Senate. And let's see what happens. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's a good prime. It's been an interesting. I'm glad that I've had a good time discussing this ridiculously bizarro, weird primary season with you guys. It's been really strange. I think on the I'll end here. That's all right. I know we were going to end on Twink, which is maybe it's my fault that we're not, but I'll just, I'm gonna end on a high note. I want to end on an optimistic note. That's what I want to do. I want to end on an optimistic note because on the GOP side, things look like a bad episode of Veep, like a really poorly written episode of Veep. They were like, I think we even went a little too far in this one, you guys. Let's like look back in a little bit.
God, it is Veep. It's perfectly Veep. It's Serena being like, I don't want to endorse either one of these dipshits.
Yes.
Like, that's precisely what it is.
Yes. Just say Eric. Like, and it goes out and it's a mistake. And
yeah,
like,
fuck it. Just say Eric. I'm done with this.
And she doesn't know how to pull the tweet back. And anyway. But on the other side, you know, we've had a lot of differences of opinion on the left here in the Mo about whether this guy from DC who came to town with a couple million dollars and a kind of a lack of a voting record in Missouri. Nonetheless, I want to congratulate Lucas for doing nothing if not kicking some serious fucking ass. Like, he has been all over the state that he doesn't probably really live in, but whatever. I've come to accept that people in Missouri are sort of used to this. Like, people are used to just people showing up and running for office.
Holly shifted the Overton window.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, like, I'm glad to have somebody on the side who's one of the front runners who's leaning into an endorsement like Bernie Sanders. That feels like progress to me, dare I say.
Possibly.
Because that wouldn't have been something that happened a couple of years ago. And I feel like the person I really want to congratulate is Spencer Toter. I thought to myself, I didn't say it out loud, that I had this idea that if somebody was going to do a grassroots or build a grassroots campaign for Senate the way that he has, the way that you were going to have to do it is use your camp. And I just thought this to myself like a, I don't know, 17, 18 months ago or something. I was like, you know, it'd be really interesting to see if somebody could use a Senate platform, a Senate campaign, more like an actual like platform for change. Right. Like if they have people in the same room, if they could kind of use it as an opportunity to sort of politivist, before Cori Bush had said the word, but like to use the campaign as a network for good. And I got the idea from Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, from Representative AOC, during COVID, and when she was like she didn't have any challengers. So she was like, she maybe had one on the Republican side or something, but she didn't have any primary challengers. So she used all of her campaign resources to set up like school clinics and stuff for kids and health centers for her constituents because it was during COVID and that was all she did with her time and her money. And I was like, that's what I mean. I mean that. So to see that work, to see that vision come to life and to see it be as effective and inspiring as it's been, to know that like my little harebrained idea, which I didn't speak out loud, was realized by someone who I respect quite a bit and like quite a bit as a person. So that's been a thrill. Really, it's honestly like it's really been a thrill. So I'm really kudos to the Toter campaign. Thank you so much for all that you guys have done. It's really been awesome. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Oh, I missed this.
What?
Eric Greitens said on Twitter, and this could just be a lie.
Okay. Oh my God. Live breaking.
As we're recording this, this happened literally quite literally the moment that I sent you the link, he tweeted, "I just had a great phone call with President Trump. I thanked him for his support. Together we will MAGA and save America," American flag emoji. So according to Eric Greitens, known truth teller, on Twitter, where you can only tell the truth, he talked to President Trump to confirm the endorsement. There you go, folks.
This strange episode's had like 7 endings, and I think that's going to have to be it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Heartland Pod is a production of Midmap Media, LLC. Follow us on Twitter with @TheHeartlandPod. With email, you can reach us, heartlandpod2020@gmail.com, online with heartlandpod.com. Subscribe, and please sign up for our Patreon with patreon.com/heartlandpod. Become a podhead or an official podgressive today and unlock all of our content. See you at the next show.